Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160. And joining you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to talk about Sesame Street characters getting in on the propaganda for pimping vaccines, which is, of course, what you would expect them to do, given they are government created entity, a public
Aren't
broadcasting
they?
System. Yeah, I mean, the government made PBS.
Okay, yeah. I did not know that.
Now, to their credit, they have gotten a lot of private funding for the shows that they have.
Yeah, like funded by viewers like you.
Correct, yeah. So, in fact, at certain points, I think that they've raised, I don't know if it's PBS or NPR, but one of them, both of them are government agencies, effectively.
I knew that NPR was. I guess I just never paid much attention to PBS.
Yeah, me either. I thought that I didn't know it was government.
Public broadcasting system.
Okay.
And, of course, we know that the word public is a euphemism for government.
Yes.
But I don't remember if it was NPR or PBS, but at one point it had gotten to the point where they had 90% of their revenue coming from donations and sponsorships, right? Because sometimes if you're watching their programming, it'll say sponsored by, you know, Kia, you know, or whatever it is. And then they can't do a call to action in their sponsorship messages. There's certain restrictions that differentiate what's a sponsorship from a commercial. So they can't do certain things that commercials can do, but
right.
They can effectively promote a business on their airwaves and get revenue from it. But they were doing like 90% and only 10% was coming from taxpayers. So, you know, they could, in theory, just cut the cord and then be their own independent organization, fully funded by their viewers and by their supporters. But nope, they are still getting funding from the government, at least the last that I heard.
Well, those who get money from the government, you know, for doing nothing, are hesitant to give it up.
Well, I mean, they're not doing nothing. They're producing programming. They're producing content. And they're producing straight-up propaganda, especially in the case of NPR. And Sesame Street, I mean, Sesame Street seems to be innocent, right? Like, oh, well, we're just teaching kids how to read. We're just teaching kids how to, you know, to know their ABCs and, you know, basic important things that all kids should know. And it seems very unassailable.
I don't remember anything about Sesame Street. I may have been.
You
three,
must have watched it as
maybe
a kid.
Like 3 years old, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember any of the details about it.
I remember Elmo's World being like some kind of an acid trip.
Elmo was before my time in Sesame Street, but this is a program that has been around for decades.
Wait, you mean after your time?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, did I say
okay,
before? Yeah,
yeah,
after.
When I was little.
Yeah, well after my time. But you know, and people have criticized Sesame Street for taking political positions on issues. I think they've been gone after for like being friendly to LGBT at some point or whatever, which of course is going to upset the traditional conservative types and all that.
Well, aren't Bert and Ernie supposed to be
a gay,
like,
couple,
gay or something?
Probably.
They don't say that.
No, they don't
say
that. I mean, they could be hetero life mates.
Yeah.
But, you know, all those things aside, I really don't care about LGBT people being on Sesame Street. That doesn't bother me at all.
I have better things. I don't watch Sesame Street anyway, so I don't care what representation is on it.
I don't watch Sesame Street either, but a lot of children do. And a lot of parents, they trust Sesame Street to some extent because everybody grew up with them. Just like, you know, almost everybody grew up watching Mr. Rogers. Even though he's passed away now, those episodes of that show just continue on forever because, you know, I mean, regardless of what you think about the man's politics, he taught some really positive, good lessons.
Is he NPR too? I mean, PBS?
PBS, yeah. Mm. I believe that was a PBS show as well.
What were his politics?
I don't know all the details about it. He was a minister, if I recall correctly, but I think he was kind of a left leaner. I don't know a whole lot about.
I mean, his primary message was being kind.
That's
so
right.
I can't imagine too many people getting upset about it.
I agree with you. That's what I say. I like a lot of the messages I've heard from him. You know, having seen a little bit of it in recent years, there was a movie that came out where Tom Hanks played him. I think a year or two ago.
2019.
Yeah. It was really that was really good. I enjoyed that movie, and I saw some of the clips of the old show at that time, and, you know, again, some valuable stuff. And I'm not saying Sesame Street hasn't had valuable messages. And also, I suspect that if Mr. Rogers were alive today, he'd be doing the exact same thing. It would be expected as a PBS broadcast program that they'd get on board with pimping these vaccines. So Sesame Street's Big Bird character has his own Twitter account. And apparently Big Bird, according to one of the stories I saw, plays a six-year-old. So the character of Big Bird is supposed to be a child, I guess.
See, the thing that confuses me about Big Bird having a Twitter, it's not just the fact that he's a fictional character. It's that you have to be 13 years or older in order to use Twitter, according to their terms and conditions. I can't imagine too many people over the age of 13 who actually want to follow Big Bird on Twitter.
Oh, I thought you were saying Big Bird is six.
Well, that's also true, apparently, but that wouldn't be my argument. It's like, it's encouraging six-year-olds to make Twitters and follow Big Bird.
Yeah, I thought about the same thing because earlier this year, Teletubbies created NFTs and their Twitter was promoting it, so I followed them and I was like, it's so weird that they have a Twitter. Like, what six-year-old is going to want to follow them on Twitter?
Also, what six-year-old can afford an NFT? These things sell for millions of dollars. Some of them. I suppose there's some NFTs that don't sell for anywhere near the top tier stuff. But
so the Teletubbies got in on the NFT craze?
Yeah, kind of early, like when Ian was in jail, so like April or something.
That still wouldn't inspire me to follow the Teletubbies on Twitter.
I just wanted to see what was going on because they were like, teasing it first, and the first thing they put out was the Teletubbies all with laser eyes.
Really?
And it said, like, something is coming soon with, like, a Bitcoin symbol. It was really weird.
That is so surprising.
That's why I followed them.
A lot of corporate America jumped on the NFT bandwagon. I mean, it was a huge thing.
But they didn't jump on the laser eyes. And for those who don't know, the laser eyes thing is, you know, Bitcoin advocates set laser eyes on their profile pictures until Bitcoin hits $100,000.
Which we're getting closer at a new record high today of $67,777.70. So six followed by a bunch of sevens. New record high, at least as of 10 minutes before the show, the last time I was able to check.
Yeah, by the end of the show, it may be a new record high.
Maybe 70, if we're lucky. You know, it could happen. But to go back to Big Bird, you were explaining, like, your surprise, your shock at why adults, presumably, would be following this character. Well, he's got 252,800 followers on Twitter. So a lot of people follow the Big Bird account. Now, interestingly,
what does Big Bird talk about on Twitter?
Well, that's what's actually interesting here. There's not really a lot of content from Big Bird. In fact, if you look at his latest tweets, the one prior to the one that was posted over the weekend about getting his COVID shot was in March. And it's about his birthday. So he's thanking people for his birthday for birthday messages. He had a couple in February, and then prior to February, it goes back to August of 2020. So he's not the most prolific of tweeters, we'll just say that.
Well, and Pisces never are.
Pisces?
No, I'm just kidding. His birthday's in March.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So anyway, what he said today, I got the COVID-19 vaccine today. My wing is feeling a little sore, but it'll give my body an extra protective boost that keeps me and others healthy. Ms. Erica Hill even said, I've been getting vaccines since I was a little bird. I had no idea. But that's not
where. I hate everything about what you just said.
Oh, if you hated that, you're going to really hate this.
Oh, I'm still wearing because this is for my COVID vaccine. My mommy and my papi took me to get it this morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rosita, that's great. Getting the COVID vaccine is a great way to stay healthy.
There's more.
How did they come to that conclusion?
This is an interview with the Sesame Street characters, multiple characters, including Big Bird, although Big Bird wasn't doing the talking, that is all about pimping vaccines on CNN. So the characters are making the rounds. They're doing the media circuit. They're pimping the vaccine to kids and their parents to try to get them to get their children vaccinated from a disease that will not kill.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones here are open. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We are going to continue, and we will take your calls and thoughts about what you want. But I was playing a clip. It's not very long. I'm just going to finish the clip.
I have a quick question first, because it just occurred to me. Were there any experiments to test the COVID-19 vaccine on birds?
I doubt it.
I would also doubt it. Big Bird, you're taking risks here without any scientific... Can birds even get COVID-19?
I have so many questions. Bird flu at one point, though. Wasn't there a thing called bird flu, like, within the last two decades?
Yeah.
Not the flu, Ian. It's something totally else.
And this one originated in bats, but bats are mammals,
That's not true. Birds.
So can it cross that species, animal kingdom gap there?
These are all fine questions, and I am not the right person to ask, but
well,
if you've
Big
got the
Bird
answer...
should have the answer to these questions. If he wants to pimp the vaccine, he should have the science backing him.
Somehow I don't think we're going to be able to book Big Bird on the show. I don't think that would be fun, though. Yeah, I suspect they're going to do their research and find out that we are not on board with the this whole vaccination mandate thing. And that'll be the end of that conversation. They just will not let that happen. Kind of like last night where the New Hampshire Democrats were vetting people who wanted to join their conference call. They had a special seminar last night, about a 90-minute long infomercial promoting the Free State Project and all of its successes. Of course, they are all upset and afraid and scared about the future for New Hampshire with all these liberty-loving people coming in.
They were basically just saying, this is what the Free State Project is doing, saying exactly what the Free State Project is doing in terms that most people I think that I know would be like, oh, it sounds great. But they were saying it in a scary way. Like, they started off with homeschooling.
Oh, God.
They said that.
No. Not letting parents educate their own children.
Right. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. If you want to see that, you can watch it. Just go to freekeen.com. There's an article I popped up there last night with a link to a lady, Carlin, I believe is her name, Dr. Carlin Borschenko, who streamed the thing. So they were requiring that you got a, like you had to fill out a form in advance before they would give you the link to the stream. So you had to tell them what your name was, what your phone number was, what your email address was. Now, I mean, in theory, you could BS them, probably, but you still had to give a phone number, so they might have been doing, like, reverse phone lookups to verify that the numbers were actually who they said that they were, because these people are paranoid.
I wish I'd known about this. I would have loved to have joined. I wouldn't have BS'd at all. I would have just been straight up, yes, I'm Aria Demetz of Free Talk Live. Are you going to let me into your meeting?
Yeah, I didn't think to even tell you about it.
I was like, there's no way that they could find anything about it if you Google my name, but if you Google Bonnie, my last name in Keene, the thing that pops up is my GoFundMe I created for you, so I'm pretty sure that they would have booted me.
They'd be disqualified. But the Carlin got in, and so she restreamed the thing.
Nice.
Because she's a YouTuber. So she had, like, Alu Axelman from NHX sit on there, and a few people, like, commenting for, like, a half hour before it started. And then at the time it started at 7 o'clock, she just played the entire thing live. And, of course, people are chatting. And there was almost 300 people watching her live stream of this thing last night. So I suspect there were way more people watching her restream of it than were actually watching the Democrats' original presentation, but we can't be sure because they weren't releasing the number of how many people were watching theirs.
While they were streaming, they were all shocked that people, Free Staters, were tweeting about it. They were like, so somehow, apparently, there are Free Staters tweeting about this. So those of you that are watching that actually are Democrats and aren't just Free Staters here to make fun of us. And I was just like, why are they so shocked that their vetting process let some Free Staters through? Like, all you have to do is lie completely, you know.
Well, I don't even have to lie, you know. Yeah. Just tell the truth in a slightly misleading way.
Well, as long as you're not a known quantity, you would get in.
Yeah, just somebody.
So if you're not like Carla Garrick or Ian Freeman or somebody that can easily be Googled as a liberty activist in New Hampshire, they would have to let you in because they would have no reason to deny you. But it's very interesting. Basically, it's a 90-minute long infomercial for the Free State Project. It's essentially it's just full of unintended endorsements by these people. And
those are the best kind of endorsements.
It's fantastic. The Free State Project is going to be able to mine this for clip after clip after clip of just gold. They just talk about all the organizations that we're involved in, like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and just all the different stuff. Like, it's a decentralized movement, so there's a lot to cover, and they did their homework. You know, as they've been, they're obsessed with us, even though on the other hand they like to claim that we're just this small little group and most people don't agree with us, and you know, the reason Free Staters are getting elected is because they run when other people aren't willing to run for office. So people just need to get active.
At the beginning they said there were about 5,000 Free Staters than when they had like a question and answer thing at the end. Somebody asked around how many Free Staters are there. The lady said, it's the same lady who said 5,000 said, around 2,000. It's not that many. It was so weird. So it's like they wanted to make it seem like a big threat, but they also wanted to be like, but really, it's not that many people that right. agree with them.
Yeah, the Free State Project is totally ineffective, which is why they're continually having these seminars about what it is we're doing here and why we need to be aware and why more people need to know about it so that we can be stopped. But we're really just small and ineffective. And right?
I don't think most people in New Hampshire care to stop the Free State Project. The ones who aren't on board with it just don't care one way or the other.
I want to go to your phone calls and your thoughts. Again, check out freekeen.com. You can see the full video there from last night. It's pretty interesting. But let's bring Dave Ridley on, and then we'll get back into the Sesame Street thing. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live from RidleyReport.com.
Are you guys familiar with the New Hampshire Committees on Safety?
Yeah, the very interesting group, pretty pro-freedom friendly. They had a Declaration of Independence that they did early this year. I attended in Concord, where they declared independence from the state of New Hampshire, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, yet another New Hampshire micro-independence. It's like not a week goes by when there's not somebody withdrawing from something or claiming to you know, support independence or of some sort. So that was the one that happened, a while back. But they're in the news again, or at least they probably should be, for something that's going on with them now, and that's their lawsuit before the New Hampshire Supreme Court.
What is the lawsuit?
So they are going after, it looks like, how do they put it, they're asking the question, quote, may the Speaker of the House or the President of the Senate, with no authority to do so, exercise the powers and discretion of the legislature, unquote. They're talking about the state Senate and the state legislature and the Speaker of the House. So they're claiming that they were making decisions that are outside their authority as individuals. Mm-hmm. And so that's, I don't know when that's going to be, but if you want to keep up to date on when they're going to be in court, it should be at cosnh.com.
Okay. What I want to know is whether they are supporting New Hampshire independence or not. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I reached out to two people. Daniel Richard is a COSNH person, and he sounded like to me he was pro-New Hampshire independence from the union.
Okay, good, because when I talked to Dan earlier this year, he wasn't as clearly in favor necessarily, and so maybe he's moved his position in the last several months, which is certainly possible.
Well, if they declared independence from New Hampshire, you got to think they'd probably be willing to declare independence from the federal government.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We've got time for you. If you want to join us here, the number 603-283-6160 can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airlines are expecting a huge boost in passengers starting today as the United States international travel ban comes to an end. America is reopening to visitors who are vaccinated against COVID. Delta saying they've already seen a 450% jump in bookings over the last 6 weeks. As the supply chain crisis continues, as there are backlogs of ships carrying containers of goods that are set to be shipped across the United States, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg dismisses claims that the backlogs are because no one is buying those goods.
It's not that the ports are moving less goods, that they've somehow been less able to move. They're moving more goods than ever. It's just that it's still not keeping up with the demand. National Retail Federation predicts an all-time record high this year, and that's enormous pressure. You will find the weakest links in that system.
USA Radio News. The Biden administration is confident their vaccine mandates will stand up in court.
White House officials expressing confidence that the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private businesses will be upheld.
The president and the administration wouldn't have put these requirements in place if they didn't think that they were appropriate and necessary, and the administration is certainly prepared to defend them.
U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy on ABC's This Week. Senior White House advisor Cedric Richmond telling Fox News Sunday the administration and the mandate standing on solid legal ground.
OSHA's job is to protect workers. We've lost 750,000 Americans due to this pandemic, 13,000 a day, and people should be able to go to work in a safe environment.
The court, in issuing a temporary stay on the mandate, asserts there may be constitutional issues with the requirement. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The president welcoming the NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks to the White House on Monday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And that is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Click Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll be able to do that there. You can watch the introductory video that you'll see, and that gives you, 3 minutes long, I think? It's not very lengthy. It'll go over the basics of crypto and the things that you need to know about why this is important technology and why it is changing the face of the world of finance. Now, by the way, with cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and thousands of others, the total market cap has now eclipsed $3 trillion as of a little bit earlier today. That according to CoinGecko.com. So get on over to Bitcoin.com. This is not a technology that is going to be disappearing anytime soon. It's probably going to be with us for generations. So once again, Bitcoin.com. They also have the latest news headlines over on their news site at news.bitcoin.com. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, plus more about the Sesame Street characters making the media circuit to pimp vaccine obedience to small children. So that's happening. We'll get into that. But since we're talking briefly about Bitcoin here, I do want to pull up, I've got a chart pulled up here, the total global market cap for all cryptocurrencies combined. So this is Bitcoin. This is, you know, the top thousands.
What percentage of that is Bitcoin, though?
I think it's around 41.5%.
Wow.
Ethereum is about 18.6% of it. So between the two of them, that's the majority of that, and then the, sure, the rest of them make up the rest. But I just wanted to see, like, when did we cross these thresholds? Looks like the first $1 trillion market cap for Bitcoin and all of the other cryptocurrencies combined. Actually, I'm surprised. I figured it would be sooner than what it's showing here.
I would guess 2019.
No, it was actually January of this year.
Wow. Okay.
So that's enormous growth within cryptocurrency within
just
a single year.
And then the second trillion came in April of this year, and the third trillion today.
Well, Shiba Inu in just 1 year went from, like, nothing to now...
30 billion or something like that.
Yeah.
Shiba Inu's had an interesting track. So, anyway, we can talk more about cryptocurrency. I just wanted to see, wow, when was that first trillion? I also was like you, Aria. I figured it was a couple years back, but no.
Yeah, I figured it would have been in the 17,000 when Bitcoin hit 23,000 or whatever it was for the first time. I figured that would have been the threshold, but... This year, that's even more impressive because that means the cryptocurrency market cap has grown by more than $2 trillion
this year. It came close at the end of 2017 when it first that was when Bitcoin hit its like $19,000 then record high, but it only peaked at around $852 billion, so it didn't quite make the $1 trillion mark.
God, that's farther away than I remembered it being. I thought That particular experience with Bitcoin was like 2019. Evidently, it was 2017, though.
Nope. So we go back here to your calls and thoughts. Doc is on the line calling from an anonymous place with a lot of cats. Doc, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much, Ian and Aria. I needed
Bonnie's
all of
here,
that
too.
I needed all of those prompts. So, facts. So, you guys are trying to trace back the Bitcoin thing, and your memories are like, oh, I thought that was happening. So, my process is I write everything down that happens to me that I think is even remotely important with dates, and that's how I'm going to introduce myself tonight, if you don't mind. Does that track?
Okay.
Okay, so the Spartacus document, this is huge. It's a real thing, it's big, it's a big deal thing, and unfortunately, you kind of have to be a genius level IQ with a ridiculous amount of education that is highly specialized, and unfortunately, because the elites are interested in keeping us stupid and keeping us enslaved, ridiculously expensive. Luckily, I got the cheat codes, and
okay,
I'm
hold on. What is the Spartacus document? This is the first I've heard of it.
Okay, so, if you don't mind, I'm just going to walk you through my process because I think it's important to educate people on what works for each other. So on 9/20/21, I felt like there was this feeling where the collective people who don't suck were trying to figure out this conspiracy. And there was this idea being floated, and I learned about this, and it shocked me, and it's horrifying, that apparently there is a Freemasonic death cult, and there's symbols everywhere, and there were all these people trying to figure it out. And so then on 9/27/21 at 10:30 a.m., I had just finished the big one, and I had chills, the Spartacus document. So I know you guys reference Zero Hedge a lot.
Okay. I don't know if I should ask these questions. When you say you just finished the big one, what does that mean? You lit up a big joint?
Ask away,
and...
dude. Ask away. This is why I'm here. This is why I'm doing this. So Spartacus document. So here's what happened. I had just sat down, and I need to inform your readers, just pause, readers. So I read. I don't listen. I have severe ADHD.
Okay, so I'm going to try to keep you focused here, if that's the case. What I need you to do is, instead of taking us through every step along, whatever your process was, just summarize what this document is and why we should care about it, without going off into the world of the Masonic Order.
Thank you, Ian. Okay, so the Spartacus document on Zero Hedge is 15 pages long. And it walks you through all of the ways that the COVID-19 conspiracy is a real plot by an evil elite to enslave humanity literally forever. And it sounds like total conspiracy BS.
No, it sounds obvious, obviously true.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about this for the last 2 years. I mean, it's pretty clear that this is a global conspiracy because they're almost all doing the exact same thing, with the exception of maybe Sweden and Belarus. There's very few places on the planet that aren't playing by the same playbook.
And as in the governments are doing that, not even like the people, but the governments are doing it.
Oh, no, it's not the people. The people don't want this. But what
some people do. They're lining up to get shots.
It's terribly sad, but I don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about, if you don't mind, the reason I called is that I have something that I am unsure if anybody else on the planet actually has, and that is this. The actual Spartacus document is a 41-page PDF file with links. And I mean all of the links, all of the primary literature. And it contains their description of their process, walking us through step by step. Okay, well, so we know it's an endothelial disruptor. How does Okay, so here are the links for that. Okay, well, we think it's doing this. Okay, well, the ventilators, oh, God, that's why they're doing that.
So, yeah, I'm looking at the document here, and it does appear that about half of this document is citation. So when you get to page, I don't know what this is, 16. So, yeah, so more than half. So there's 15 pages of the letter, and then the rest of the 30-something pages is literally all references. So you're saying this is a very well-researched document. It gets into some of the science. It gets into the medicine about what's actually going on here.
But, Doc, what do you have that nobody else on Earth has?
Well, my brain. Pick it. If you don't understand something, ask, because this is silly. We don't need doctors to be priests. That's not what the good doctor signed up for. But unfortunately, the priesthood class urge in doctor people.
Here's what I want you to do, Doc, okay? We're going to bring you back for just a moment on this, but I want you to pick, because I realize you're kind of scattered. This is overwhelming for you. There's a lot of information here. Give me the top 2 points that you think people should take away. Like those who can't read through all the medical stuff and that, you know, they're going to get lost. What are the top 2 things that they need to take away from this? So we'll bring it back and you can give us that answer, hopefully, coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
I want to make sure you know about Intercoin as well, a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. They are now available on their first centralized exchange at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. We've told you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, Intercoin itself is raising some money with their investor token right now, and it's now available over at xmarkets, exmarkets.com. You can sign up for just using an email address. You can keep your privacy intact. There's no know your customer requirements at exmarkets.com, which is pretty awesome. And you can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use the Tether that you get to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision over at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We go back to Doc. She is calling from somewhere anonymous and is concerned about this letter that has come out, which the first I've heard of it, but apparently Zero Hedge covered it, and so I went over to their site and found the actual documents, 48 pages, 15 of which is the argument or whatever, the paper itself, and then the other 30-plus pages is all references to some of the claims that they're making. And this is a very medical-looking document. There's a lot of, you know, science-y stuff in here. And Doc, you're somebody who apparently can analyze this. And it's easy to get lost in a 15-page medical document or whatever. But I wanted you to maybe, if you could, sum up what you would say the two key takeaways are from this document for our listeners out there who are not going to take the time to read through this, or if they do try to read through it, may get a little bit lost in scientific sort of details.
Okay. Thank you for the prompt, Ian. Basically, the take-home message that I want your listeners to have is this. Yes, it all tracks. Yes, it's all real. And yes, the most important words are the part at the end where they say, no. No, you do not get away with this. We see you, and you will not win. And yes, I misquoted it, but that's the important part.
I love the sentiment, but everything that I've seen suggests that they are going to get away with it.
They're not. They're just not. They're simply not. Who's this?
That's Aria. Aria.
Hey, Aria. They're not. They're just not. You know why? Because people like you and me, who are creative types, we're just going to counterbalance that by going, no, that's not what we do. Sorry. We're going to make art and music and have fun and just reject the programming. And I'm giving the middle finger to an invisible enemy right now, but reject the programming that the best.
LRN.FM.
I'll let you go.
I like the sentiment that you should reject that programming. I don't think being thinking to yourself, it looks like there's a lot of them, they win, it helps anything. I think that just having that hope that humanity will, you know, hold on to its humanity and not let this thing happen, which I agree with her, is real. This conspiracy.
You're saying the conspiracy is real.
The conspiracy is real, obviously. All countries are just going along with the same thing that makes no sense, according to the data and the facts.
I agree with you that, you know, it is a nice sentiment, but based on what I can see, I mean, what I think 56-something percent of Americans are totally okay with the vaccine mandates, the last I checked, which is at least enough of a majority for them to get away with it if they really want to.
But we have Bitcoin. Well, crypto.
Well, I mean, having Bitcoin and crypto is certainly good. It's going to protect you against inflation, probably.
But what's going to happen when you can't go to the grocery store without a proof of vaccine?
I just think that the government...
We're going to die.
I just think that the government really is going to completely collapse. I just don't think it's going to exist, like, my entire life.
Well, I definitely appreciate that optimism. I want that to be the case, Bonnie. I don't know if that will be the case, because it seems like people, a lot of them, really want to be governed. And that's one of the things that was made clear to me in 2020. Because I used to be one of those libertarians who was like, oh, lots of people are libertarians, they just don't know it yet.
I don't think you have to be a libertarian for the government to collapse. The government makes itself collapse.
Yes, I agree with that. I think the American government is likely to collapse fairly soon.
But then the power vacuum will be filled with something else. That's just the nature of the way things go, because that's what people want. They want a strong man. They want a big daddy to tell them what to do and make them feel safe. And just look around you. There are still people out there walking down the street all by themselves, people under the age of 30. I've seen one within the last 24 hours just walking around by themselves wearing a mask.
I've seen people driving around in cars again wearing masks
still,
by themselves.
Not again. It's
well,
been going
a period
on.
Where it seemed to happen rarely enough that it wasn't happening, or at least I wasn't
seeing it.
But it's fully back now.
On Halloween, we went to Walmart, and that day I noticed way more masks than normal. It was like it came back, like you're saying.
Yeah, so, I mean, what I see, I mean, and we're talking about the live free or die state here, where there are purportedly more people who understand independence and freedom and things like that. And I'm optimistic generally for New Hampshire. I am. That's
sure.
Why I'm still here. That's why I'm, you know, continuing to move this message forward, because I think that we are in a time where we're seeing differences dividing people in a way that is actually something we need to have happen. So I actually saw a clip today. Alu Axelman posted from LibertyBlock.com. He posted something on his Twitter account about a link to like a 20-minute long clip from what appeared to be some sort of a, I don't know, conference that some of the conservative types were having. Not in New Hampshire, somewhere in the U.S. And there were like six different big conservative types that were on the stage. Candace Owens is one of the ones I recognized. And Ben Shapiro.
Who was that?
Ben Shapiro.
No, who is Candace Owens?
Candace Owens.
I've heard the name.
She's
like a black conservative girl.
Okay. Really conservative?
Yeah. Oh, from Turning Point USA, right.
And Red Pill something.
I don't know where they're from. I recognize them as like conservative commentators. So they had all these guys on the stage, and they were taking audience questions, and so somebody said, you know, what do you think about secession? And they proceeded to spend 20 minutes talking about this. Now, while, of course, some of the conservatives were of the mindset of, no, we need to take it back and we need to shove our viewpoint down those liberals' throats. That perspective was, of course, on the stage, but there was one guy's name, I think it's Matt Walsh, and he seems to be a right-wing dude.
I've also heard that name before.
Yeah, I'd heard his name.
He's a Christian.
I'd seen him on Twitter, some people will sometimes share his posts, but he was spot on this particular topic. He was saying, people need to move to places that are more like where they are, their mindset, and he specifically called out the Republicans in D.C. as being do-nothings when it comes to making the government smaller. So he straight up said the Republicans will not do anything, they have never done anything, and this country is done.
Which is exactly why the Hillsborough Democrats on that conference call last night want the Republicans to go back to the way they used to be. Mm-hmm. Why would Democrats want Republicans to go back to the way they used to be? Because they used to be ineffective.
That's right.
They used to be racist, homophobic, transphobic people as well, and that's not going to be the case if you have a bunch of libertarians running as Republicans, because libertarians tend to not care about that kind of crap.
But I got to say, I'm with Aria on this one, Bonnie. I don't have your same optimism for, the destruction of the state. I think that the U.S. government will fall as all governments fall over time, but people want government.
That's because you're programmed by the shows you watch, like I'm always telling you and Lee and Captain, I'm not going to watch libertarian message shows that just basically program you to believe what they want you to believe.
I'm just looking around. This doesn't have anything to do with watching a show. It has to do with observing what's going on around me. And what I saw in 2020 as this pandemic, quote unquote, was spreading, I saw tremendous levels of obedience, more than I expected. I expected a larger pushback. And it didn't happen. It didn't happen at all.
I have high hopes for New Hampshire.
I do, too.
Honestly. But the rest of the U.S., or the rest of the world,
it looks really bleak.
It's not looking good.
But that's all we really need, is just one bright spot. I don't have any expectation that we're going to have more than one truly free place on the planet. Now, maybe eventually that will transpire once we can show people that freedom actually works better on all these things. It would no longer be a pie-in-the-sky concept of, we think freedom will work better. We can actually prove it, in the same way that the Free Staters are proving that libertarians concentrating in one geographic area actually works. There's more coming up here, Mo.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.